PBS Kids.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the prime world in check.
McAllister is about to go on a business trip and leave a babysitter in charge of her son, the mischievous boy genius, Toby.
Okay, just a few more things before I go.
Okay.
Here's the homing device for Toby's tracking bracelet, the button to short out his electrical defense shield, the nullifier to neutralize his giant attacking robots. What else? What else?
Wait, giant attacking robots?
Okay, gotta go. Bye.
Oh.
Meanwhile, in the Botsford's front yard...
Enormo grow for truly enormous plants. Whoa! Hey there, big fella! Seems to be heading downtown.
I better follow it.
Why?
School project?
Okay, have fun.
Thanks, Dad.
Aw, big lug knocked over my watering can. Oh, thank you.
Okay, now who wants to compete in the long jump? Excellent step up, boys. Ready, number three? Ooh, good distance, but I have to take points off for the landing. Okay, ready, number eight?
Toby.
Word girl! Hey, sup?
What are you doing?
You know, just hanging.
Any chance you can hang without crashing your enormous robots into buildings?
No.
Of course not. Well, have fun rebuilding them.
Word girl. Did you really think I'd make a special trip to the city with just three robots?
Oh, boy. How many do you think you can take? Huggy.
So, word girl, what would you like to see next? A relay race or robot hopscotch?
Neither, Toby, because I happen to know your weakness. And her name is Mummy. Prepare to go to your room.
You have me on speed dial?
Yeah.
That's cool. Hey, if you ever want to go out for ice cream or...
It's strictly for business purposes.
Right.
Hello?
Hi. Mrs. McAllister?
She's away on business. Can I take a message?
Actually, Toby's wrecking the city with a bunch of robots, so...
Sure he is. How can he be wrecking the city when he's sitting right here?
I don't know the answer to that, but... Wait, what?
He's only, like, the best kid I ever babysat.
No, he's destroying the city!
Talk to you later.
No,
goodbye!
Wait.
Oh, do you believe the weirdos in this world? Now, where were we? Oh, right. Kayla called Zach, even though I told her I totally like him. And, like, Kayla's supposed to be my best friend, and she totally went behind my back. I told her we are so not friends anymore. Do you think I did the right thing? Oh, thank you. You are such a good listener.
So, did you have a nice little conversation with the babysitter?
Huggy, activate emergency plan number 67. I'll stall for time. No, that's 54. No, that's 113.
Just go talk to the babysitter.
So, word girl, what now?
Actually, I'm not sure. I've never faced an enormous army of robots before.
Oh, enormous. What a painfully ordinary word. I mean, you are word girl, aren't you? Couldn't you come up with a better word for big? Like massive or gigantic or, ooh, gargantuan.
Listen, I'm not going to stand here and bicker with you about words.
Bicker, What about tussle?
Tussle's good. I like brawl.
Stop
is such an easy word. What about cease?
Okay, cease. All the rest of my robots will tear this city apart.
Fine. I halted.
Now, you think you're so smart, don't you? With your superpowers and your vocabulary and your luminous smile.
What?
But you can be beaten, just like everyone else. I'm going to prove that I'm smarter than you, and then you'll be mine, all mine!
What do you mean by I'll be all yours?
Nothing. Never mind. Have you ever seen the game show Cash or Pie?
Yeah.
Well, now it's time to play Crash or Pie. Yes, thank you, I know. If I win, you have to sit and watch as my robots destroy the city. Also, I promised a friend that I'd get a photo of you signed to Toby, all my love, word girl. His name is Toby, too. Anyway, if I lose, which isn't likely, I'll shut down my robots, but I still need the photo deal.
Do I have a choice?
Not really.
Hurry up, Huggy.
An aardvark in tights!
Are you trying to tell me something?
Oh, maybe Toby's good at charades.
He is such a good listener. You know, I've been talking to him for a couple of hours. I know it's hard to believe because I am so shy, but he's so easy to talk to. He's just like one of those people. You're just blah, 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 and 5 hours later, you realize you've been talking that long, you know.
Welcome, folks, to the first ever showing of...
Crash or Pie.
Crash or Pie! Now, introducing our contestants. From the suburbs, he's a 10-year-old genius who enjoys wreaking havoc with his robots and also has a secret crush on Word Girl.
Hey!
Let's welcome Theodore Toby McAllister.
Yes, thank you. Save it for the end.
And from the planet Lexicon, she's a pint-sized powerhouse who enjoys reading, decorating her dollhouse, and pulverizing those who stand in the way of justice. Let's welcome Word Girl.
Hello.
No secret crushes?
As a matter of fact, she does. But I'm not allowed to say.
But you revealed mine.
Yeah, but it's her show.
Just start the game.
Fine. Here are the rules. I'll say a word. The first person to hit the buzzer and give another word that means the same thing as that word gets a point. Understand?
Comprehend.
Correct.
Hey, the game hasn't started.
Excuse me, but I'm the host. I'll say when the game has started.
Commenced.
Correct.
Hey.
Okay, Word Girl has jumped out to an early lead. Let's see if she can keep it. Ready?
Prepared.
Oh, I'm sorry, Toby. We weren't playing yet. That's embarrassing. Okay, the next word is soggy.
Wet.
Correct.
Hold on a sec. You're cheating.
I am not.
Yes, you are. You're using your super speed to buzz in before I can.
No, I'm not. I'm just smarter than you.
Is that so? Well, if that's how you want to play...
The next word is...
Hey!
Admire.
Like.
Correct.
No fair. You cheated.
It was an accident. My finger slipped.
Next word is finish.
Whoopsie.
Hey.
End.
Correct.
What's taking Huggy so long?
Are you having as hard a time understanding him as I am? If Toby can't understand you, then nobody can. He's like the best kid I ever babysitted, and I babysitted them all. Wait, is it babysitted or babysat? I can never remember. Anyway, like I was saying, I babysat so many kids since I started doing this, and he's like the best kid ever. He's so quiet. I don't think he even said two words since I've been here. It's so funny his mom even thinks that I need this. I don't even know what it does. Something about robots, but I mean, how silly. How could anyone possibly think, hey! Oh! Why, you little...
Well, after a strong rally by Toby...
And a healthy dose of cheating...
We're tied at 6. Time for the lightning round. You each take a turn giving me a synonym for the lightning word. The first person to give a wrong word loses. We start with Word Girl. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Bring it.
Okay, here we go. The lightning word is... Enormous.
Big.
Large.
Jumbo.
Huge.
Gargantuan.
Massive.
Mammoth.
Giant.
Gigantic.
Unsmall.
What?
Unsmall.
That's not a word.
Is two.
Is not.
Is two.
Is not.
Is two.
Is not.
Whoa, stop. When there's an argument, it's up to the judge to decide who's right.
Fine.
Fine.
The fate of the city hangs in the balance. What will the brilliant and handsome judge decide?
Oh, brother.
Will he side with Word Girl and save the city? Or will he side with Toby and watch it be destroyed? Stay tuned and find out. What was the argument about again?
Well, the original word was enormous, and Toby's answer was unsmall.
Oh, that's not a word. Word Girl wins.
Ha! Well, Toby, looks like it's time to shut down your unsmall friends.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you something.
Hey!
I'm a Verisol loser. What did you do?
I have no idea. Great job, Huggy!
Give me that! Would you get banana-loving... Aha! Oh, boy. hi, Mom. You look great. Did you have a nice trip? What? Oh, these. These aren't mine. I was just out for a walk, minding my own business. Okay. These are mine, but I wasn't going to... Oh, forget it. Ow, ow, ow!
And so the city is safe once again, all thanks to Word Girl. Oh, and Captain Huggy Face. I should probably mention the babysitter. She helped out, too. And Toby's mom.
Hey, come on, wrap it up.
Fine, sorry.
You too, Huggy.
Join us again next time for the amazing colossal adventures of Word Girl. Oh, and thanks for playing Crash or Pie. Good night.
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is hurl. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the correct meaning of the word.
Oh, Butcher, will you never learn that your meat attacks are no match for Word Girl? She's invincible!
Okay, but who can define the word?
Invincible means can't be destroyed by anything. Unbeatable.
Well, yes, Emily, that's correct, but that's not the definition we're looking for.
The Butcher, what a totally lame opponent for Word Girl. And he calls himself a villain?
No, Emily, you can't define villain either. The featured word is hurl. Any guesses? Yes, Tommy.
Hurl means to throw or fling like the Butcher does with his lame meat.
Yes, congratulations, Tommy. You are today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. An official Word Girl 10-foot paperclip.
Ooh. Hey, that prize is as lame as the Butcher.
See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Just another carefree day in the city as Todd Scoops Ming shares his childhood dreams with Becky, Word Girl, Botsford.
Someday I'm gonna work for the top newspaper in the country. A paper that's super,
impressive?
Right, impressive. Today, roving writer for the Daily Rag. Tomorrow, ace reporter for the Big City Times.
Wow.
Hey, did you read today's paper?
Yes, I, meant to mention the layout and, the headlines. Are you using new lettering?
You hated it.
Hate is such a strong word. Accurate, but strong. See, I found it a little, well, dull.
Dull?
Dull in a good way.
Second Street traffic light fixed. New carpeting in teacher's lounge. You call that dull?
yeah. Scoops, you've got to run stories more interesting to fifth graders. I mean, Second Main Bank announces free toaster day.
Becky, I have to think of our subscribers.
Who reads the Daily Rag outside of elementary school?
Bank gives away free toasters. Really? Free toasters? Hey, this paper is right. Psst.
Hey, buddy.
Free barbecue outside.
Yeah, free barbecue in the parking lot. Come on, barbecue.
I'm sorry. Bank rules. I can't leave my post for... Wait, what's a bobble-cue?
You know, bobble-cue. Bobble-cue? Bobble-cue!
Maybe he means curly-cue.
Or Kathmandu.
How about peekaboo?
I see you.
No, bobble-cue. Bobble-cue sauce here.
Oh, barbecue. Why didn't you say so?
Oh!
Hey, everybody, free barbecue outside!
Look, pal, I'm asking you nicely. Get your filthy fingers off my drumstick!
Your drumstick? I grabbed it first!
The rule is ladies first!
Meanwhile, a mysterious man sneaks into the second main bank.
Mine!
Mine!
You know, it's awfully nice of the bank to throw their loyal customers a free barbecue.
The bank didn't throw this!
We thought you customers did!
Wait, if you didn't throw this barbecue...
And the bank didn't throw this barbecue...
Then who?
Whoopsie.
Hey, an alarm!
Really? I don't hear anything.
Second main bank has been robbed!
Holy cow! The second main bank has been robbed! Now that's an impressive story. Scoops, you'd better hustle.
What, do you have super hearing or something?
No, of course not. I'd have to be Word Girl to have super hearing, which I'm certainly not, and don't, race you to the bank for a free toaster.
Oh, you're on.
Bob, we're not actually racing him. I was creating a diversion. Come on, we've got work to do. Word up!
Just as I suspected, barbecue sauce. Word Girl, you just missed him.
I was afraid of that. What happened?
It was business as usual, and then some guy handed me a flyer about a free bobble-cue outside.
Bobble-cue?
He meant barbecue.
And then he robbed the bank while we were out eating.
I see. So the barbecue was just a diversion to get everyone out of the bank.
Right. What's a diversion?
Diversion. It's a way to distract people. Get them to look someplace else. Like over there!
What? Where? Oh, I see.
Word Girl, who do you think did this?
A barbecue bank robbery? I have some ideas.
Where do you think he'll strike next?
I'm not sure.
What do you mean you're not sure?
That I'm not sure.
What's your secret identity?
Nice try.
Nice doggy.
Meanwhile, at the old fancy-schmancy jewelry shop...
Barbecue bank robbery. City janitors use new window cleaner. Ah, here it is. Rich old lady to buy the impressive Hoboken diamond.
Here I am, Reginald.
Positively delighted to see you, dear. And here's the Hoboken diamond. Impressive, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
A gem for a gem.
Oh, you? I hope you don't mind if I pay in pocket change. Of course, I have very deep pockets.
Oh, how I love your money.
Oh, Reginald, I just love being filthy rich and buying only the most expensive, overpriced things.
I love that you're filthy rich as well.
Free barbecue!
Free?
Ooh, somebody's hungry.
Boy, what an impressive story. Barbecue bank robber fills up on millions while guard chows down on ribs.
Yeah, that's some story.
Employees and customers eat the evidence.
Don't you think you twisted things a little?
Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face clueless!
Hey, we weren't... I doubt if they were clueless.
Oh, you're right. I probably should have used baffled. Maybe dazed. Dumbfounded?
Little rodent! Off! Buy your own free barbecue!
Hey, this is just what happened yesterday. A thief used free barbecue as a diversion, then robbed the bank.
Excuse me, blandly dressed little girl, but I am far too smart to fall for that. Oh, dear.
Yes! Another major scoop! Becky, did you hear? Someone robbed the jewelry store. Score! Becky?
Word up! Butcher.
Ah, Word Girl. Finally, we meet for the third time.
Help! That brute has his grubby paws all over my diamond.
So, Butcher, thought you could steal the Hoboken diamond, eh? Well, this time your diversion failed.
Diversion? You mean barbecue?
Kind of. Your barbecue was a diversion.
But I didn't serve any diversion at my barbecue. Only ribs and chicken with that sticky red sauce.
No, I mean you used the barbecue as a way to distract people from the crime you were committing. They went outside to eat barbecue. You went inside to rob them.
Huh?
Let's try this. Your shoe's untied.
It is? Thank you. Hey, wait a minute. I don't have any shoelaces. You were just tricking me.
Yes. I created a diversion. While you looked at your shoe, I blocked your escape route.
Oh, diversion. I get it. Thanks, word girl.
Happy to help.
Don't get too happy. Pyro's attack!
Why, that horrible man has gone off with my diamond!
Word girl, who do you think's behind this?
The butcher? You were here, remember?
Right. Where do you think he'll strike next?
I'm not sure.
Then you'll tell me your secret.
Give it up already.
Fine. Don't tell me. Still, you have to admit, my reporter's instincts are pretty impressive.
What do you mean?
Well, first I wrote about the bank, then it got robbed. Then I wrote about the jewelry store, and then it got robbed. It's like every story I write about turns into a crime scene. Why isn't anyone laughing?
That's it! Don't you see? The butcher is using your stories to plot out his crimes.
Really? You mean the butcher reads the Daily Rag?
Listen, Scoops, I've got a story for you.
Now you're talking. Your secret identity is... the monkey's secret identity? Okay, so far I'm not impressed.
Look, just trust me on this, okay?
Okay.
My barbecue plan is geniosity. No, wait. It's really smart. Huh. I wonder what I should steal next. Wow, good time. Vic's Vegetarian Restaurant makes millions of wheat and barley ice cream. I'm scheming.
Hey, guys. Tofu. Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Free barbecue outside. Come get it while it's hot. I said free barbecue. Tons of free food. Come on.
Thanks, buddy, but I've already got food.
Where?
Right here. Tofu.
Haven't you ever seen tofu before?
I don't see anything but some squishy-looking white stuff.
Yeah, tofu. You know, delicious soybean curd. Here, try some.
No, thanks. It looks like my stomach. See?
Whoa, no, stop. You're ruining my appetite.
Oh, well, I'll bring it back for you.
That looks like meat.
Yeah.
We don't eat meat. We're vegetarians.
What does that have to do with not eating meat?
It's all over now, butcher!
Hey, did you know these people here don't eat meat?
Yes, that's what vegetarian means.
That's sick.
You're not gonna get away this time, butcher!
Oh, yeah? Sausage Cyclone!
That's my tofu!
What happened? Sausage Cyclone! I said Sausage Cyclone! What's in this stuff?
Delicious soybean curd, coagulant...
Huggy, I think tofu blocks the butcher's power!
Sausage Cyclone!
Hit him again, Huggy! Hit him again! Okay, Huggy, that's enough.
Hey, I'm down already, all right? Stop! Stop!
Wow, now that was impressive.
It was? I mean, thank you. Thank you.
This is gonna be the most incredible story I've ever written.
Really?
Yeah. Daring barbecue bandit foiled by brave, quick-thinking, charming...
He called me charming.
Ace reporter Todd Scoops Ming.
Oh, right.
Wow. I'm a hero.
So chalk up another impressive victory for Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face. All thanks to the power of the press. And the power of tofu.
You owe me money for the tofu, dude.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy. I'd lend you the cash, but I, left my wallet at home. I guess you're on your own. Tune in next time for another exciting episode of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Tommy, you correctly defined the word hurl. Ready to play the bonus round?
Bring it.
Great. Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for hurl. Okay, Tommy, got an answer?
TJ is demonstrating a classic hurl, similar to the butcher's hurling meat attacks. Number one.
You are correct. You've won the bonus round, Tommy. Huggy, show him his special prize.
Aw, man. That's lamer than the paperclip.
Indeed it is. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is animals because I have 17 pets to start with. I have 5 dogs, 4 cats, I have a pig, 2 birds, 2 rats, and 2 goats, and I have a hedgehog named Prickly Ainsworth Longfellow III.
My favorite word is teacher because I have a lot of teachers and I love all my teachers and they do a lot for me and I love them and they love me.
That's my favorite word.
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up! Captain Huggy Face, show us what delighted means. That's right! Delighted means to feel really, really good about something. Congratulations, Huggy! Delighted